As world leaders in Paris look for ways to combat climate change, officials in New York are working on their own plan for a green future. Governor Andrew Cuomo is calling for the state to enforce his goal of more renewable energy and, as part of that goal, temporary support for nuclear power. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, he's getting a mixed reaction.
When Governor Andrew Cuomo introduced his ambitious energy reform goals earlier this year, it included reductions in greenhouse emissions and energy consumption and a call for more renewables, like wind and solar, but there was no reference to nuclear power. That has now changed. Part of his strategy moving forward is supporting struggling upstate nuclear plants like Fitzpatrick and Rochester's Ginna plant to prevent them from closing prematurely, which the governor says would set back the reduction in carbon emissions New York has already achieved. State Senator and Energy Committee Chairman Joseph Griffo praised the change, saying New York needs a diversified portfolio of energy sources.
We do provide a lot of incentives in solar right now and some in wind. We're not doing that with nuclear. And from my perspective, nuclear is a form of clean power.
The nuclear power industry is considered clean energy by some because it doesn't emit carbon dioxide. That's why Griffo says he would be receptive to legislation in the state Senate next year that would offer carbon tax credits for nuclear plants like what wind and solar sources currently enjoy. But Alliance for a Green Economy spokeswoman Jessica Agile says nuclear power is far from clean.
Nuclear power plants emit a lot of radiation during the course of business, and then, of course, there's nuclear waste that has nowhere to go and has to be stored for generations.
Some environmental groups advocate that nuclear plants should be part of the state's transition to 50% renewables by 2030. But the Alliance for a Green Economy says the state shouldn't be stealing public funds that could otherwise be used for future investments in green energy. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.